Blog Talk Radio.
I've changed that fucking stinger in like 12 years, man.
That woman's been dead old age for like 5 years.
Do you like a Blog Talk Lady versus the Zoom Lady?
Oh my God.
Start a beef between them?
International warfare.
Yeah.
I want to know.
China versus America.
We should actually do a segment or something like looking into who that lady is, the Blog Talk Lady. There's probably a record of it, you know.
Probably somewhere. We could email Blog Talk and see if they have
that.
You
want to honor her?
The way she nags us all the time. 90 seconds.
Does she still do that?
Well, that was when we did two-hour shows, so it's never an issue anymore.
I still set it up as a two-hour show, so we never go over. All right, let's start.
This meeting is being recorded.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Everyone is speculating on who the new Megadeth bassist will be. Well, your boy Blandy has news for you. I hacked Dave's emails, and it turns out he went old school and hired former Metallica bassist Hulk Hogan. No way that all-American dude would ever have a sex scandal. Good work, Dave. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
I'm not sure that's quite true in any regard.
At least they're both fans of good Italian food.
That's right.
I feel like Hulk Hogan's standards are way less demanding than Dave Mustaine, though. I feel like he'd eat anything with, like, marinara sauce on it and just stuff it in his mouth.
Anything that makes him feel like a pig.
Yeah, fat pig that he is.
Keep him away from Elektra.
Oh. I think he asked to be called Hulk Hogan so he doesn't, because Dave doesn't want to get sued.
It's his artistic name, pronunciation.
So don't even joke about my daughter being near that miscreant. She's a fine woman.
It does make sense, though. Like, Hogan used to be in the Mega Powers, and now he could be in Megadeth.
Yeah, and they are kind of like the Mega Powers, two big egotistical like douchebags.
They will explode.
And then first they're going to team up against Zeus. So. Who would be the Zeus of the big four? Like, if Metallica and Megadeth are Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage.
James Hetfield?
No, but they wouldn't. If Dave Mustaine and Hulk Hogan are the two. But what if it was like Dave Mustaine and James Hetfield, who hate each other like Savage and Hogan? Who would be the Zeus?
Dave Mustaine.
Probably true. Oh, well.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. We're live Tuesday nights, 6 p.m. Eastern. And when we're live, if you're watching live, you get access to our video stream. And if you don't watch live and you want to watch us do the show as opposed to listen, which is available for free on all streaming platforms, you can watch over a year's worth of our episodes on our Patreon. Patreon.com/Metal Injection Livecast. It's $5 a month. In addition to the video episodes, you get bonus episodes, at least two a month. At the top of the month, what do we do this month? I forgot.
I got it already, huh?
I forgot, but I know that on the 15th.
Our own episodes. We reviewed our own skits.
Did we do that?
That was the beginning of the month episode, and then we just recorded.
That was the middle of the month.
We did the Chris
month.
Holmes documentary. Right?
Yeah, Chris Holmes documentary. We watched Mean Man, the story of Chris Holmes. No, you missed it, but it was pretty incredible. In that it was terrible. So definitely check that out. And on Thursday, the 15th, we're going to be posting another bonus episode. Where it's going to be a new segment we're trying called One Star Reviews. And what we did was we found one star reviews of objectively good albums, like the first few Black Sabbath albums, and also good reviews of objectively bad albums, like Metallica's Lulu and Saint Anger. And we read them and mocked them and had a good time. It was very fun, and we're curious what you think of the new format. So you can catch that on our Patreon, patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. And if you are listening live, you can call in, be a part of the show, 213-WIDE-NUT, 213-943-3688. But hey, you're not listening live and you still want to be a part of the show? It can happen. All you got to do is email hatemail@metalinjection.net. Send us an email, record a voice memo with your phone, email us that. We have a few voicemails we're going to play later on in the show. So that's the plugs for now.
There'll be more.
Now, last week we revealed the exciting news that Dave Mustaine is on Cameo. And if you've been listening or watching to the show for a while, you know that we are huge Cameo critics. We've been there since day one. And I'm really excited because Dave is on. Last week we talked about how he was on, but unfortunately there weren't any Cameos to review. That is not the case this week because it looks as though he's actually posting all of them.
And, which, what do you think changed his mind?
I'm not sure. I don't think it was nervous. I just imagine there was like a setting that he just
kids
him or his people
do it.
Yeah, someone had to show him how to do it. But there's really like almost 100 of them now. Like I don't
wow.
even think we can get through them.
Justice, I don't know how to work the Cameo.
And so I realize also that if you sign up for Cameo, like if you create an account, and they have these things called fan clubs, which are there's a free tier, and if you join the fan club, you get access to every public Cameo that he makes.
So
and then, of course,
did.
there's a paid tier where you get whatever, but I'm not doing that. But, yes, I am in the Dave Mustaine fan club, and I'm so excited.
Maybe after this episode, you won't be anymore because you'll kick
we might get booted.
He'll block you.
So let me join my
fan club on false pretenses. Yeah. You can't use me for comedy.
So here's our friend Dave.
Oh.
Yes.
Let's get into it. Let's get into the cameos.
We saw it last week, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, he got 5-star reviews.
Yeah, 31.
Yeah, I mean, look, I have to say.
People are getting their money's worth.
So what's interesting.
Well, wait, though. But Cameo, it was 1 to 150, though.
Well, what's interesting is that it's kind of become a source of breaking news, too, before we get to it. Because I guess when people ask for a Cameo, they'll ask about, are you done recording the bass tracks on the new album? Or, you know, is David Ellefson ever going to rejoin the band?
And he has diarrhea of the mouth, so he can't.
Yeah, so he's going to, exactly, he's going to address all of it. So to give an example of the type of breaking news that you'll see here, somebody requested a Cameo and then posted it to the Megadeth Reddit because there was news in the Cameo. So this was the first of Dave's Cameos that I've seen. And I was like, oh my God, I want to do the show right now. I'm so excited. So let me load this up here. So here yesterday, this came out yesterday where Dave sort of teased who the new bassist is. Let me get a good zoom in here.
It looks like if Lee Harvey Oswald lived to 2021.
Hey, Alex, it's Dave Mustaine, and I'm sending you a birthday wish from your buddy, Alex. And
wait, I was already confused. I was like, wait, did he mess up? But yeah, it turns out both guys are named Alex. And I just can't wait. Like, his voice changes here, so keep an ear on that.
And I heard you're a huge fan and that you cover our stuff.
I heard you're a huge fan and you cover our stuff.
Hello, Alex. Meet the real Alex.
Good luck playing today at your birthday gig, and don't let Austin down. I hear your scrub, and
what?
That there's some kind of joke about you playing with Megadeth. Well, you better be pretty good, and evidently Alex is busting your balls here. But hey, more importantly, how old are you, buddy? And happy birthday.
He's never going to respond. He can't respond to you.
How old are you,
on
buddy?
Twitter.
No, you pay another $400.
Oh, okay.
He answers questions.
The rest of the video is just him waiting for an answer for 8 minutes.
Rob, you're blocked on Twitter, so you can't see Dave Mustaine kindly responding to all his fans.
Oh, that's true.
The follow-up.
Sure. I'm not even sure he uses Twitter anymore.
Around the studio right now, and that's Chris Rakestraw back there sitting on the console. And,
oh, that's pretty cool.
You've got our mystery bass player hiding behind the chair down there on the floor, so you can't see him. But we will be saying who that is soon. You actually saw him before anybody else, even though you can't really see him. So, hey, happy birthday, Alex.
Okay.
You know, it's always funny when bands have two dudes with the same name. And, you know, Dave isn't that rare. I guess Alex isn't that rare either. But remember the band Live? They had two guys named Chad in the band. That's crazy. That's an odd name anyway. So
you know what's odd? That Dave Mustaine knows that there's two guys named Chad in Live.
Wow, that is – I would never have expected that.
I don't know one person's name in Live.
Ed Kowalczyk. Come on, the lead singer. He was in Fight Club. Have some respect.
I am a history buff of all things related to two people in a band having the same name.
Don't clearly, they must have, like, played some radio festival in, like, 1996. Together and he met them, and all he remembers is there were two guys named Chad.
I bet it's even more obscure than that. Like he went on with Duff or something on MTV and said, hey, you got 2 days in your band, how about Live? And Live was hot at that time.
Yeah,
so he retained that bit of information for the last 25 years.
He's just resentful of Duff for comparing his band to Live in any way whatsoever. He's harboring a grudge about it.
He tried to kill himself just so he wouldn't be like Live in any way.
I don't want to be alive anymore. Fuck them.
Odd, but it's just common.
And it might just be because I've been on a Willie Nelson kick, but he kind of looks like Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
His good friend Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
I'm a road again. Way to get on the road again.
I would love to hear Dave Mustaine cover Willie Nelson.
Sure.
I'd rather hear Willie Nelson cover Dave Mustaine. I think that'd be fun.
I can't decide. They both sound good to me.
Like a ballad version of Hello Me, Meet the Real Me?
Maybe Willie Nelson, just because I feel like the transition to that kind of music would be way more interesting than like doing metal covers of Willie Nelson songs, which are just basic. I mean, it's really the lyrics of Willie Nelson that are the thing.
Well, I was watching old live performances, and he can definitely shred on guitar.
Oh, yeah. He's a good musician. I didn't mean to knock. Just more of a simpler type of music. I meant.
He's been playing guitar for 120 years. He better be able to shred by now.
Right, but I feel like he could do the Dave Mustaine solos. Like, he could pull it off.
Maybe not as fast, just because of his age.
Willie's gonna do these as like Megadeth. I thought you meant he's gonna do like Willie Nelson style covers of Megadeth. He's just gonna go up there and shred. And shit.
That would be that
on an acoustic guitar.
Oh wow, okay.
That'd be cool, Rob.
I'm in.
Make it happen.
Johnny Cash covered metal, or at least like Soundgarden and Nine Inch Nails. So
hard
rock.
But he did it like Johnny Cash though.
Yeah.
Here's a little Willie shred, and I found a little clip of Willie shred.
Just slips away.
Oh, sorry.
Chris Christopherson just sitting there watching.
This is a misleading video. He's shredding his documents at home while he's doing it because it's so slow. This is shredding?
Yeah. Look at that.
I mean, he's talented. I'm not saying he sucks or anything. But
he's like playing double or something like that.
See, I guess I'm not well-versed in guitar. Like, this doesn't look that hard to me.
And he's playing all over the neck, which is very impressive for a solo.
Today I learned.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds good. There's no negativity intended. I just, when I think of shredding, I think of like really fast, you know.
Well, if you were to put distortion on that, it would sound completely, you know,
like an app we could play over that that distorts it?
Distort me.
Like a vocoder kind of deal?
Just do it with
well,
your mouth.
You're doing it with your mouth.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Let's get to some cameos from our buddy Dave. Let me load that up.
So I just want to say that that one, like before we talk about the basis and the controversy, like I rate that cameo 5 stars.
Yeah, he's actually putting in effort. Yeah, that's what I noticed too from the few that I've checked out. Like it's worth the now $350. There's another. Oh. It went from 150 to.
So do you think that the guy who shared this video with like the metal news sites or whatever, like do you think he got paid for it or like any like return?
No, he posted it on the Reddit, on the Megadeth Reddit.
Oh, okay.
He just wanted to share with other Megadeth fans.
So he gets upvotes.
Yeah.
And he gets to be the bassist of Megadeth on the next album.
Can he claim to be a metal injection writer just because he used his post?
I mean, anybody could really make that claim. So look,
wow.
Look at how many cameos there are. There's so many.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
This is like a Pixar movie now when you scroll through them.
There's a million.
Rob, if you're listening on audio, Rob is scrolling through all the thumbnails very rapidly.
It's like the Nine Inch Nails video with the dog decomposing.
Different hairstyles, different clothing.
Yeah, different part of the house.
You didn't just do a dump.
The only difference is that the dog starts decomposed in this video.
Right, let's start with this one. It says Pep Talk.
Devil Woman, it's Dave Mustaine. Blake asked me to give you a call and tell you that everything's going to be okay and to not worry about dealing with the stress. Also, he loves you very, very much, and I think that is so cool. You're a 3-time cancer survivor and the best sandwich maker in the world.
What?
And
in that order.
Of your fur babies. How cool is that? I don't know if that's 4 babies or fur babies.
Ah!
I think that's fur babies. And I just want to tell you that Blake is so in love with you. I think he wants you to know not to stress out and that everything will be okay. That sounds like a seriously good dude. I'm so happy for you, Devil Woman, and Blake. I'm glad you guys found each other and hang in there no matter what. You know, life is tough. That's why people get lazy and end up losing everything because they just don't keep fighting. Sounds like you're a fighter, and I'm glad to know you.
So here's what it was interesting to me. I just realized, like,
is that him complaining the welfare state? What was that at the end there?
Stop being lazy. Get off your ass. Pandemic, schmandemic.
Right? Like, that was a very interesting tangent at the end.
Do we think that this is Dave's natural hair color, or is he dyeing his hair? Because why is his beard all white?
I don't know, but
natural.
I've seen that, though. I've seen people have, like, their beard ages more quickly than their... And also, what about...
And
what
the eyebrows.
The... Yeah, that's true.
Could we start a petition to get him to dye his beard and eyebrows? Because it's really creepy.
It's very jarring.
And clearly with this cameo, we're going to be looking at this guy's face every fucking week for, like, the next year. So,
I mean,
look at
how many we have to get through here.
Yeah.
I can't get over that hat. He looks like the fucking Willem Dafoe from that Lighthouse movie. I can't stand it. I want to pull that hat off through the screen.
Well, here's one classified as hashtag other. Let's see what this is.
Hey, Chris, happy late Father's Day to you from Aaron. He didn't get you anything for Father's Day and was hoping that I'd say something for you and play. I don't know, play what? I don't have any music here. I'm on vacation down in Florida, but I wanted to tell you happy late Father's Day. You got a great son, and he was saying that he was really sorry and that he'll do a whole bunch of chores for you. No, he didn't say that. I'm just kidding. Anyways, you guys seem like you've got a really fun relationship.
It says here to say you're just kidding and to say that.
I have to say, like, I'm impressed with how sincere he is in all of these.
Can I interject something there? I don't know that I would call what he's doing sincere. It comes off like it comes off phony, but he's a good actor.
It doesn't come
That's
off like
fun.
He thinks he's better than this, which I was expecting.
Yeah, yes, it's certainly better than I expected. I'll give you that. I thought I was going to do some Vince Neil shit.
Exactly. Like, I mean, it's better. It's like on the level of the Tommy Lee stuff, you know?
I think going into a cameo, you know it's not.
Hey,
prepared.
Mike, rest
so
in
it's
peace.
Hard, you know? You have to have some baseline level of acceptance that this is a phony endeavor to begin with.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, rest in peace. It's Dave Mustaine, and I'm reaching out to you
And I just wanted to say, your buddy, Duke Higgs, wanted me to give you a message. He says, keep rocking hard, brother. And also, you may have been in military intelligence, because he said that military intelligence is two words combined that can make sense. And usually people who say that to me were involved in military intelligence of some sort. And that was basically a joke anyway. So hopefully it won't make a lot of guys' butts grow together. But George Carlin said it. I was just repeating old Georgie boy. I thought it was pretty funny. Anyways, I'm glad that you
guys. This is what I wanted.
And I will take... into account the song request that Duke's asking for, Mike. He was saying your nickname's Rest in Peace, so that means obviously you want to hear something off Rest in Peace. But we also were looking at, I guess your favorite songs also were 99 Ways to Die and
nice.
A couple other songs like Looking Down the Cross and Chosen Ones back from the very first album. That's great to hear. Those songs are hard to play, so we're going to have to do some serious wood shedding to be able to play them. Anyway, sounds like you got a good friend here in Duke, and I'll let you go. Stay metal, dudes.
Stay metal, dudes.
I got to rub about 100 out and play that.
Yeah. Get those calluses up.
Another pep talk.
Madeline, hey, it's Dave Mustaine. I hear you're a guitar player, huh? Well, your
parents
had to reach
out. What am I, a trained monkey?
Let me know that I should check into you and see how you're doing. And I hear you're doing really great in a lot of things.
Is this a suicide intervention?
Playing your electric guitar and heavy metal. And that you're doing really great in school. That's cool. You know, I wished I would have paid more attention in school. I actually went back, you know, after I got in trouble and wasted so much time, I went back, I graduated, and then I went on to college. So if you want some.
I wonder how old he was when he went back. Can you imagine?
Did he graduate
like,
college? You didn't mention that part.
I was 35.
50-year-old Dave Mustaine in your high school class. By the way, one thing I want to mention is somebody who has a mustache. I cannot stand my mustache hairs getting caught in my mouth or my lips.
Look at that.
And look, his whole, he's just sucking on these mustache hairs.
Yeah.
Very scruffy, and sloppy.
He's like they're pixie sticks. He's sucking on those things.
It's like something, you know, like when you're especially when you're reading, it just gets caught up in the whole mess over there. It's just you're pulling your own mustache hair.
It's like a vacuum cleaner brush.
Yeah.
Where like hair gets tangled and stuff like that.
Some advice, which I really don't like giving out advice because it makes me feel like a parent, but
which I'm not. Oh, wait.
I would say don't. Take school for granted, because when you write your songs, you want your songs to be important. And you don't study in school, at least in your English.
It almost looks like this hair right here is like about to hit the bottom lip.
I love this advice he's giving, by the way. What is that? If you don't go to school, you can't write insightful songs like, hello, me, meet the real me.
Well, maybe he wrote that before school.
I think he's been giving very encouraging messages, surprisingly.
Class, you won't really know how to write the lyrics very well. And music is made up of letters and numbers, so you really want to learn a lot about any kind
theory,
of multiplication and
you mean like when you count off
stuff
1, 2,
like
3,
that,
4?
Division, addition, subtraction. For in the studio, when you use all of this gear, if you look around me, you can see I'm in the studio right now. And this, my dear friend, is the new album that I'm working on. So you can thank your parents for getting you a secret peek into my studio.
He's in a winter cap. He's in a jacket. Where is his studio that in July it's this fucking cold?
Florida, as he said earlier.
Probably Nashville. He's in Tennessee
cold.
Or something like that.
I don't
that.
Think equipment. It's cold there.
Well, it's probably cold in the room.
Is he just a very frail old man and he's always cold?
Yeah, maybe.
I think he's wearing the cap because he's self-conscious of his appearance, probably.
Well, the cap I was going to say it's probably because of the hair. He doesn't want his hair visible. But the jacket, I agree with you. Why is he wearing a jacket?
As we age, our circulation gets worse and worse. So he's probably feeling cold.
Rob, next time you get a chance to interview him on a red carpet or whatever, ask him about his circulation. Just focus completely on that.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Any CoQ10 or something.
Are you getting enough iron?
Yeah, Dave, how's the health?
All right.
I just want to say also, you have to get an education like I did, and then you'll say smart things like African women should get plugs in their vaginas.
How else would he know the word dewclaw? You have to go to school to learn that word.
Total fucking dewclaw.
That's when I went to veterinary school for 14 years.
Total waste of skin and life.
Trying to bring back that dog that James kicked.
Here, I guess he's on his porch now.
Oh.
He's got a nice little robe on. And I guess we can see that it is natural because you could see, like, the side of his head is gray. His grays are on the side of his head as well.
Yeah.
Not just on the beard.
There he really looks like Willie Nelson.
Good morning, neighbors. Dave Mustaine. Hey, it's morning time here, and I'm just waking up, having my morning coffee, getting ready to go to the studio. And I wanted to wish you a great day.
He looks like Tilda Swinton on hormone therapy.
He looks very caffeinated here. He's very hyped up right now.
Just because he's smiling?
Well, he's talking faster. He's, like, very engaged.
When I had cancer, Tilda Swinton donated some bone marrow to me. That's why I look like her now. I'm starting to take over her body.
Also, does Dave have a dimple?
Oh, cutie boy.
Look at me.
Stoked that you're
I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
My band four times already. And then you brought your son, too.
Oh, and I want to point out, look, he's trimmed. He's trimmed his mustache here.
Oh, he just put him on a bad day. He was busy.
Yeah.
I didn't notice it till Rob pointed it out. Fucking jerk. Screw you.
I didn't notice it until
Dave,
Rob put me on the main page of Metal Injection.
Scandal breaking.
Hair's too long on Dave Mustaine.
TMZ of Metal.
That's fucking right.
Cut your hair, Dave.
Rockers react to Dave Mustaine's unkempt beard.
Nice to meet you, buddy.
What, look at these 10 images of Dave Mustaine's mustache hair dipping into his lower mouth. You won't believe number four.
Look at this picture of Rihanna wearing a shirt with Dave Mustaine's unkempt beard on it.
Yeah, 10 famous celebrities with Dave Mustaine's unkempt beard photoshopped onto them.
Slipknot poised to break up because of Dave Mustaine's mustache hairs?
Rob, could you actually do that for our social media tomorrow?
I don't even know how that would work.
And your dad will be able to have a cup of Arabian coffee with me. Mediterranean coffee. It's just so strong and
sweet. Wow, you're
right
about it being caffeinated.
Also, if you want to keep up with me with music information and touring information, megadeth.com/tour is our tour page with all of our concert dates. And any rumors you may hear when it's at the megadeth.com page, it's for sure confirmed. And as far as news on the tour, it's the metal tour of the year. You can find out about that at
metalinjection.net.
My social pages at gimmemetal.com on my radio show. And
why he's plugging it to one person?
Places you can check
no.
out.
Well,
the
he knows we're watching
websites,
it. Yeah.
Lamb of God and Trivium, and we should be mentioning.
But is this like?
The
did the person really pay $350 for Dave to recite his web links?
No, but he doesn't give a shit about that.
Well, you pay to get Dave in his element and like what you would feel like if you were talking to him in person. And I feel like if you saw him at a coffee shop, this would be what he would say to you.
Good point. Yeah.
Agreed.
Except he probably would have gone on a tangent about how Arabs make Arabian coffee and
oh
like launched into 9/11 or some other ridiculous right-wing rant.
Okay, does any other thumbnail stick out at you? We could do a few more.
I mean, all of them?
Yeah.
I think we should have just gone in chronological order since we will be doing this for another year.
Do they have, like, descriptions? Or
it's just
hashtag
this hashtag
the
at the bottom.
You're
Let me go all the way to
quickly,
the...
Robert.
Well, I'm
going
to go all the way to the very end because he's going to keep adding new ones. So.
Are these uploaded in chronological order? Because, I want to see the ones when he was the most tired.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, there's a roast.
Oh,
go back.
Oh,
here's a roast.
What? He's in a car. Okay, let's do a
roast. That's just going to be about his...
Hey, James.
It's
going to
be about
Dave
Ellison's mother's rump roast that she cooked on.
Sorry, it's really hard to pause these, so you got
That's okay. I'm sorry.
Wanted me to roast you for having
roast
a miserable but well-paying job, corporate job, I guess, instead of playing your guitar with...
I guess.
I love the Davis.
...your friends. That's pretty lame. Well, I guess it depends on how much money. Well, you can be rich and be lame. There's a lot of rich and lame people, right? So
guilty as charged.
so far, right. This is the best cameo yet.
What about you? You've been playing guitar for 25 years, and you love my attitude and my tone. That's great. You know, my attitude's got a bark, and my guitar tone's got a bite, and they work very well together. And it's funny how when we were talking about Holy Wars and the military intelligence and the alien life forms,
wrong.
How people mocked us and everything, and now all of a sudden the government's coming out with these film clips of these UFOs.
Okay, Dave, here's the thing. There's a difference between a UFO and an alien.
Yeah.
And also, isn't that a different song, Holy Wars? He's talking about Hangar 18. Did he mix up his own discography?
I believe he did. That's a good point. But I think I've noticed that with a few people. It's like, the government finally admitted there's UFOs. Yeah, what does UFO stand for? Unidentified flying object. It doesn't mean they did not confirm alien life or anything like that.
No, it didn't confirm it. They're still hiding it.
Yes, they're still hiding that.
Streaking through the sky at like Mach 10. I'm very interested to see what becomes of that footage and what it leads to. I think it's pretty cool right now that they're finally starting to reveal some of these hidden secrets in our nation.
It was me.
Anyways,
I predicted this. I'm the only one who ever spoke about aliens in the world. I'm the only one. I pointed it out to everybody.
It must piss him off so much that the fucking Blink-182 guy gets credit for this and not him. Oh my god.
To be fair though, Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 started a whole organization to investigate
right.
this. He threw money at this.
But I wrote a song.
Really? Yeah. They're the ones I don't really cover that
metal,
Blink-182.
Poser.
They were the first ones to actually uncover a confirmed UFO video. They kind of like got a kickstart.
Yeah,
not
that's how they met Travis Barker. He came out of one of those UFOs.
Wait, what did you say, Noah?
Not Unsolved Mysteries? We didn't see a video on Unsolved Mysteries?
I'm not sure what like the language is. Maybe the first ones to get the government to admit that it was a UFO. Something like that. But they released a video clip, and then the government confirmed, yes, this is a UFO. Again, UFO meaning unidentified flying object. It meant it was a flying object they couldn't identify. Not that this is alien life.
Right.
And
Kamala Harris
then,
is a huge fan of Dude Ranch. So when the Blink-182 guy called her and asked, she was like, for you, anything.
Well, first she said, don't come. Don't tell the UFO, don't come.
You suck.
That's it? That's the roast? You suck?
Boom,
he seems
roasted.
To be in a good mood here, so let's see this question.
Question?
Hello, Lee. It's Dave Mustaine here. And, you know, it's funny. We've been going to London for a long time. My family are such, I don't know, would it be Anglophiles for loving England? They're English files, whatever that is. And we just love going to Jolly Old.
Come on,
John,
you went to school to learn
the
word Anglophile. Don't dumb yourself down for the fucking masses now.
But, you know, it's great when you get through customs and you're driving down those freeways heading towards the towns, the different little boroughs and what have you. I love London for a lot of reasons. Funny thing, the first time I went to London, I drank some Strongbow and was really, really, really drunk. And our ex-bass player was sharing a room with me.
Oh, who's the ex-bass player?
Which one?
And I stayed behind. The band went to go watch a Deep Purple concert, and me not being a huge Deep Purple fan, I stayed behind, and I had to pee. And those curtains in London are so thick and dark, and I walked through the room and had my hand on the wall trying to find my way to the bathroom, and I felt this lid, and I flipped it open. And a peed, and I went back to bed, and I woke up.
Turns out that was David Ellison's mouth.
Oh, no.
Next morning the ex-bass player screaming, saying, hey, who pissed in my suitcase?
What?
I guess I've got bad aim. Sure felt like a toilet to me in the middle of the night. Anyways, you take care and tell your brother Mark.
That's a pretty
good
story.
All right. Ciao.
That's a pretty good gossip.
Ciao. That's a good. That's story worth the money for the cameo, I have to say.
Is it Cliff Burton? Is that who he meant? He's one of their ex-bass players.
Open your mouth, Cliff.
Hey, Anthony, it's Dave Mustaine. I just wanted to say thank you to you, and you're welcome. I appreciate you sending thanks to me. You know, a lot of times we get up there and work really hard, and sometimes the fans don't always want you to play. You know, we've played in some cities where they fold their arms and sit back and act like, come on, show me what you can do. And, you know, those are some of the harder cities in the world, and I think that's like that for all the musicians who go there, because these are cities that get every single band in the world. London is a city like that, for example, Los Angeles, New York, Tokyo. They get to see all the great bands, and you know, they get a little bit, I think they get a lot of it more
fortunate.
Whole
families
they
behind
get to see
them
more bands
that?
Than some of us. Like, I live on a farm.
Yeah.
In the middle of Egypt. I don't know where anybody would ever come play out there unless you had a quartet of cows. But you live in Denver, too, so, man, you probably live out in the boondocks, too. Anyways, look forward to meeting you. And,
huge metropolitan area.
If I do see you, I will play symphony for you. All right? Yeah, you take care and stay metal, dude.
I will play one of our most popular songs that we play virtually every show.
Well, that's the only time he's ever going to meet that person is at a concert. So, of course, he's going to be playing it.
So I wanted there's somebody just in the car. And man, this lighting is so unflattering. Look at these thumbnails. Look at
this. And it's just like he's driving somewhere with his family. Like that's his daughter sitting behind him.
Yeah,
right?
There's
his son.
I want to watch all of these.
Oh, let's go. Goodness.
Fucking liver spots.
Hey, Tim, this is Dave Mustaine, and I just wanted to say hello to you.
Is the window open?
Ask you a question. Does this sound familiar?
I want to say, if ever there was a reason to watch the video version of our show, it's just us going through these cameos. This is very important.
Hey, this is Dave Mustaine.
It's going to be him driving through a Sonic ordering a fucking plush.
That would be hilarious.
Fucking car wash. I wonder what his diet is like. You know, what does he eat? How much red meat does Dave Mustaine eat? Or is he on a vegan diet?
I was going to say, wasn't he a vegetarian at some point? I seem to remember that.
I just remember that birthday cake.
Never let it beat you. Good motto. I have a lot of mottos in my family, too. I just can't remember any of them. Anyways, I hope you're doing great, and hello to Jackie. You guys have a great, great day, and just know that I'm thinking about you and wanted to say hello on my vacation.
Does he just do this like when the family's getting too annoying and it's an excuse to tell them to shut up? It's like, I've got to do this cameo now. Everybody be quiet. This is how I make money.
Hey, Matt, it's Dave Mustaine.
Oh, stock still.
Patience wanted me to reach out to
this
you.
This is like take four. There's like, you know, the first three is just like,
shut up! Can't you see I'm recording here?
I'm assuming this is Justice Mustaine's girlfriend. Look at how annoyed she is. That
she looks like Dave, though. They've got similar facial features.
That's his girlfriend?
Or is that Electra? That's not Electra.
It's not Electra, but it's not. No. I felt like it was
it's like a cousin.
I think he only has two children. Yeah.
Nieces.
That's fair.
Then maybe Justice has some weird daddy issues that he's working through by dating women who look like his dad.
Maybe that's the new bassist.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, no.
What happened, Rob? You broke it?
Hold on. I have to go find it again. I clicked previous by accident.
This is delightful. I'm enjoying this.
I really feel like Dave was saying he's letting us into his home.
Well, literally, yeah.
And to his car,
and to his car, yeah. You really see what life is like for Dave.
One of them said pep talk. Can you do that one? Oh, there's another one. Anyway, I don't care.
Yeah, we've done a few of those.
Click the one that says perp walk. Maybe he's talking about Havana.
Dun 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 dun.
Let's get to. I just want to get to these car ones.
Havana.
Oh, here we go.
Nina.
Okay, here it is. Here's she's even annoyed in the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Smiling.
Hey, Matt, it's Dave Mustaine, and Patience wanted me to reach out to you and say hello and kick your ass. Oh, I mean, give you a kick-ass message. anyways, she also said that if you can fix it, that nobody can. Oh, no, that if you can't fix it, nobody can. I guess I better get my glasses. Anyways, I hope you're having a great day. Patience, you're pretty cool. So is your dad. And peace sells, but who's buying?
Knock that one out. Huge. Hey, boom. Yeah. Okay, let's
get 10 done in the car. Fuck yeah.
He saw the Olive Garden up in the distance. He's like, all right, we're almost at the destination. I got to wrap this up quick.
It is impressive how everyone else manages to be quiet. Like, they understand the seriousness.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the video where he plays the game I Spy with my little eye.
Yeah, just like a punch buggy, no backseas.
I said it starts with the letter B. What's wrong with you? Knocked out. Oh, wait.
Dad, I think I got it. Is it another $400 cameo video?
Yes, you got it. Just knocked out $4,000 on the way to In-N-Out Burger.
My wife Kaylee and I both wanted to say happy birthday to you. You're turning 42, and that's about as far as I can go with my rhymes. So much for my genius lyrics, huh? Anyways, I hope you have a great fucking birthday. And
I have to say, this is, see, like when he's in a rush, the quality of these cameos.
Yeah. I couldn't think of another rhyme for 42. Very difficult.
Take no prisoners.
Oh, wow. That was a bad one.
That was a $5 one.
Do another.
Hey, Ken, it's Dave Mustaine. I'm just laughing about your cameo. It's pretty cool. I'm glad to have you as a fan. I think it's pretty awesome, you know, looking at your answers to these questions from Cameo. So here is your greeting. Ken, I'm Dave Mustaine. Without me, thrash metal would not have existed. You're welcome.
Wow. That's a very metal injection post right there. Dave Mustaine says thrash metal would not have existed without him.
Well, other people have said that too. One of our Patreon watch-alongs was Get Thrashed, and basically everyone agreed that he is the inventor of thrash metal.
Someone should just do 10 times Dave credit. Dave took credit for things that he didn't do.
Hey, Natalie, it's Dave Mustaine. I'm reaching out to you. Your boyfriend Dave wants me to tell you it's going to be okay with his going training for the Air Force for 4 months, and just wanted to say thank you.
For those of you on the audio, just the sun is directly hitting him. His whole face is washed out. He looks like a ghost.
And the people in the back look like they hit up a Starbucks during this ride. They've gotten full cups of coffee now, so they're good.
I also think while they were at Starbucks, Dave, why couldn't you just stay in the car and shoot them alone, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. He had to go in and get some of that Arabian coffee.
All right, time to do the cameo.
I have red hair. That's cool. I look forward
to
seeing
not driving.
Your Dave Mustaine hair.
Do we know this?
That's true. He could. His video's flipped. He could. He's in the passage.
He's in England. Yeah.
He loves London.
Say,
he talked about that before.
People say I look like you. I had a orange dog come up to me one time and bark at me, and I knew he was saying I look like you. So it was a bad day that day. Anyways, you take it easy, and I look forward to seeing you sometime soon. All right, later.
This one was.
It was James Hetfield's dog that walked up to him.
Oh, no.
So I kicked it.
Oh, here's another roast.
Oh, boy.
Hello, Bo.
Is he at a restaurant, like, waiting for the appetizers?
It's Dave Mustaine, and I'm reaching out to you from your friend and telling you that Mr. Brotherhood wants me to talk to you about your crappy down-picking skills. Wow.
This is so corny.
I don't know if they're crappy or not, but Mr. Brother sure thinks it's crappy. Anyways, am I talking to myself?
What? Is this a dog?
Hello, me. Nice talking to myself.
Oh, he's
just talking to myself. All right. I hear your favorite song, Sweating Bullets, and you wanted me to use some lyrical references.
It's his dog. But it almost looks like his hair is like alive.
It's an extension of his hair.
Well, let's see. My icy fingers claw your back. Okay, what else? Yeah, I'm not sure I can remember all those lyrics right now.
Wow.
Maybe
you
could
have wrote some down. Google it. Oh,
he's holding
Romeo.
A sticky little dog.
They look sort of alike.
Anyways, it's good talking to you. Hey,
that's
listen.
What happens, don't
dude,
you know?
Do you just think everyone looks like Dave Mustaine? What's going on?
In his life, I think he surrounds himself with people and things that look like him.
Well, you know how they say that after you have a dog for a while, you start to look like it?
Yeah,
or, like, start having the dog's mannerisms and vice versa?
If this video goes on long enough, they're going to bring him out an omelet with a red and gray beard on it.
That's what it's private.
Gown picking is really important, and if you
where's
find
the ski cap on my avocado toast?
I like using Dunlop 73s. They are yellow, and they're made out of Tortex, and they really, really make picking a lot easier. So
someone Shazam this song,
playing, dude. And Mr. Brother, good luck with the ranch dressing.
Good luck with the ranch dressing. What? He's talking
he
to the waiter.
To eat.
Yeah.
I want more for here. This looks like it's the same setting. I'm liking this restaurant setting.
Hey, Evan, it's Dave Mustaine, and your dad wanted me
your
to wish
dad.
You a happy birthday. I'm sorry that I'm a couple days late, but you were there, so I guess nothing went wrong. Anyways, you're 10 now. That's so awesome, and I hear you're a ripping skateboarder, or you're practicing to become a ripping skateboarder, which is really cool. Hopefully you're listening to some good music while you're skating, and you're wearing all your protective gear, because I've had a couple falls, and I used to skate a lot when I was little. Believe it or not, this was so old, so long ago. You know, I'm not talking about
that. I almost feel like the music is distracting him.
Is it live music? Is he at like a wedding?
No, I think
I don't know. It sounds like it might be like a wedding band playing.
Back with the woolly mammoths and stuff. But when I rode skateboards, they used to have wooden and steel wheels back then before they had the urethane wheels. Yeah, that is a long time ago. I probably shouldn't have said that. Anyways, have fun with your skating.
I like that he went like, yeah, that was a long time ago. Like he heard the 10-year-old go like, wow, that was a long time ago.
But also like... If he hadn't have said that, we wouldn't have realized he was old.
Yeah.
Like, that's what gave it away.
Between the Grand Canyon running through his face is not enough of an indicator. What 10-year-old just loves Dave Mustaine that this is such an awesome gift? This is more for the parent.
100%.
Tell your dad that E Megadeth tattoo is pretty cool. All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Wow. His dad has a Megadeth tattoo. That's
cool. And probably 3 white power tattoos that he didn't mention.
Hey, Craig.
Oh.
Number 2 asshole.
Ah.
Yeah, it's Dave Mustaine.
Ah.
Just kidding. That's your friend's nickname for you? Who's the number 1 asshole?
You.
Justin? Ah. I don't know. Anyways, you guys are going to be in the second row in Boston. That's so fantastic. You know, my aim is really good for about 2 rows, so hopefully
what?
I can toss some picks out to you.
Oh, okay. No. I thought he was going to toss something else. Let's do a Guar show.
If for any reason you get lost.
My aim is really good and my jizz goes really long.
Oh, no.
Wait, now I understand what So Far, So Good, So What was about. That's how far he can shoot.
So what?
Austin, getting the 3rd row, you're just out of luck. You know, your friends are telling me that you guys spent time in college together. That's really great. It's better than spending time in jail. Anyways, I'll look for you at the show, and take care until then, dude. Later.
Who said jail was on the table as an option? Like, where'd that come from? All right, we'll do a few more of these because we should probably move on. But
well,
it's only been an hour.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, this is Dave Mustaine. I just wanted to reach out with you and tell you congratulations on finishing the 4th grade. You know, I remember going through all my different grades, and each one is really important for building a foundation for you to be an awesome, awesome musician. You know, you need to know all about numbers and how to read and how to understand a lot of stuff.
to be a musician, because besides playing music, music business has two words. There's the business. So good luck with your playing. I hope to see you become a professional guitar player. Hopefully that won't make your dad pissed. But,
hey, cousin.
I wanted to also just encourage you, no matter what, if you are professional or not, just keep playing. Play your heart out and know that music soothes the savage beast, and you can be anywhere and pick up a guitar and start playing, and people will love hearing that. And it's a great feeling to have people sit around and listen to you. So be good, be great, and take care, Ben. See you later, Dad.
You know, if I was a teenager and Cameo existed, and that was when Megadeth was like age appropriate for a teenager to like it. You know what I mean? Even then, if my relative got me that as a present for my birthday, I'd be like, fuck you. Like, give me a real present. Give me a real present. Dave Mustaine talking to me for 3 seconds
about nothing.
I was obsessed with Axl Rose. So if I had that from Axl Rose,
yeah,
I would have died. I would have melted.
I feel like if you got me a ticket to a Megadeth concert, I would have melted. But like, just have him just talk to me, like, I don't know.
So it looks like it's looped around now. So this might be the first one he's ever recorded.
Oh.
Or at least the first one they posted.
Hey, Sean, to answer your question about Chuck from Death, I don't know him, never met him, and I'm not very familiar with his music, but what I have heard was really great. And your second question, I don't know if I'm supposed to do two questions.
Imagine spending $150 to $350. Just ask Dave Mustaine if he's friends with Chuck Schuldiner.
A dead guy. If he's friends with a guy that's been dead for 10 years.
20 years now. Over 20 years.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. But still, that's I have to feel like that's the Cameo
Maybe not
buyer's.
Over 20 years. But yeah.
That's the Cameo buyer's fault. That's
It's not Dave's fault at all. No, I'm not. This isn't
it's
not
just
Dave.
Like any excuse, like just any excuse to get something back from him.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But I'd rather go into outer space than the ocean, because the ocean's it's finite. There will be an end to it. Space is infinite.
What?
I think it's just like trying
hey,
to impress
Sean.
Dave with his questions. You know, it's just whatever.
Yeah. Can we play this one? Here's the most recent one, and then we'll stop.
Hey, Alex. It's Dave Mustaine, and I'm sending you a birthday wish from my buddy Alex.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, this is the breaking news one.
Alex Skoilnik. Did we watch all of them? I think
no, we just like it.
Almost. What's this
one?
It looks
one
like,
more.
What was that? Oh, wait. Any one of those two. Anyone?
It looks
those,
like
let's
a
play
masturbation
those.
Video.
Yeah. He just got in there by accident.
He was sending that to Ellison.
Play this one and the one to the right, I think.
Hey, Mike. Rest in peace. It's Dave Mustaine.
I think
we played this one.
Oh, yeah.
And just wanted to say your buddy,
like the,
Duke.
He looks like the Cowardly Lion from Wizard of Oz.
Hey, Seth, it's Dave Mustaine. Happy birthday to you.
I bet he watched this one and he saw how frizzy his hair was up here. He's like, no, I'm wearing a cap from now on. It's
fuck this. Delete. Justice, how do you delete?
You're turning 18 on August the 10th, so I'm a little early, but Felipe wanted to say happy birthday and wanted me.
Why did he say it like that?
That's
Felipe.
The way you say those kind of names,
yeah.
Rob.
He's got Rob.
To wish you a happy birthday too. Good luck with your guitar playing and singing, and I know you just began playing guitar, but it gets better and it gets easier as you go along. I would start off with some songs that are simple to play, that way you'll have a whole song done, and when you go to sit down and play guitar, you'll feel better instead of playing a song for just a little bit and then stopping because you can't go any further. And like I said, it seems like you've got a really great friend with Felipe. And if you want, you can hear more of me on my radio show every Thursday, metal.com. Looks like you found another way to reach me here with Cameo. And hopefully I'll meet you someday, maybe before you turn 21 or something. All right.
Oh.
Take it easy, buddy.
Whoa. What's with Megadeth members and wanting to meet fans before they turn 21?
Interesting.
He's like the news anchor today in Guatemala. Felipe. Felipe. Oh, my God.
Are we done with this? Because I have a question.
I guess we'll stop.
Let us know
if we should make this a weekly segment. Email us, hatemail@metalinjections.net.
So, speaking of overpaying for something, did you guys hear about what happened with the Firefest class action lawsuit?
Mm-mm. No.
So it came out in the news. I guess there was a class action lawsuit against the promoters or whatever, and the settlements were supposed to be $7,000 for each person. Turns out that they're going to be $280 maybe for people who paid $1,000 to $10,000. To go to this thing.
Where's the money even coming from? Those people don't have that money.
So basically there's the lawyer or whatever was saying that he could only scrape up $1.4 million. And then that money got divided to all the lawyers and all of that. And then there's some other people that need to get paid off. And then it goes to the.
Yeah. That always happens with settlements. I've been part of some settlement, unknowingly, I'll get a letter hey, you bought this thing during this time period and then we actually got a settlement. So
here's
you're
75
entitled,
cents.
You're entitled to some money. You can get up to, it's always you can get up to, let's just say $500. And then I'll be okay, great. And then the check comes in, it's $25. You know, so,
I've never even gotten that much. I get literally 75 cents.
Yeah.
I feel like that it always ends up like that. And really my advice to those people is, get better credit cards, because if you had a good credit card with buyer's protection.
I'm pretty sure Firefest, it was Discover card only.
You could just do a charge.
Or the Ja Rule card. The
Ja
that's
card. Right. What was that?
Magnesium? Magnum? Something like that. What really was it? Now it's bothering me.
I don't remember.
Something with a Magnus. Magnus something.
Was it the Magnum card?
It was the pre-Firefest. Scam. Let's see. Magnesis.
I know it's close.
I was also in a class action lawsuit and I don't remember if I opted in. I think maybe I did. And it was I got $800 from it.
What was it?
It was my former employer. An intern sued the company because he did actual labor as opposed to the work of an intern. And I guess his dad or something was a lawyer. So they filed a class action lawsuit and a bunch of interns signed up to it. And because I had two internships, I got back pay for them.
Wow.
And then after that, Sirius didn't have free internships anymore and actually paid interns for their time.
That's awesome.
So thanks to that guy who interned for.
Sometimes they definitely work out.
I think that was the whole time. It was around the time where I think Charlie Rose got sued or something for the same thing. So companies were really scared of it. So
he got sued for that and not for coming to the door in a robe with his cock out.
Rock out with
that one I can't speak about, but I just remember there was a lot of issues with companies taking advantage of interns.
I think that's why you got that second $400 is because of that time that you walked into the elevator and Chris Russo had his balls in his hand.
Gotta let him air out, Mikey.
Those pants are so tight.
It was golf balls he kept in his pocket.
It's a joke. Come on. Put your balls back in your pants.
Is there anything on the Francesa front? I feel like we haven't really brought up his name in a while.
I think he's just out there less, right? He doesn't have that WFAN show anymore, does he? So.
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, you got,
recorded.
Okay.
What was that Twitter page? Back after this, right?
Yeah.
I'll take a look. But while
intro
I talk,
launch. And if you hot.
Noah, you wanted to talk about this last week. We didn't have a chance to do it. But on Metal Injection, we posted Fred Durst's isolated vocal for their breakout single, Faith. And let's take a quick listen to this. Can you hear it?
I'm scared.
No.
Good. Maybe, probably for the best.
Maybe it's for the best.
Hold on. Let me try that again. There we go.
There you go.
There we go.
I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body.
So I want to point out the reason it sounds like this isn't like somebody got the master tracks and just hit all the layers except for the vocal. This was done like through audio editing. Like they took the original song and you can kind of do audio tricks. It's reductive audio mixing, it's called.
This is like those videos where like that guy put his face on, he put Tom Cruise's face on his body. Deep fakes?
Deep fakes. But it's not a deep fake because this is the actual song. It's just it removed all the whatever that's called, like the layers. Yeah.
Forgot the word music.
That's not the word that I was looking for. It removed like all the sonic areas where it was just music and only kept the part where it's the vocal.
That's insane. How do they keep the reverb and stuff?
If you make it really loud, which I'm not going to do, you can subtly hear the music in the background. But one thing that really was interesting to me was how much effects were on his voice. Even, and this is like 97, 98 or whatever.
Well,
you can hear it in the song.
Man, baby, but I'm showing you that door. Rock gotta have faith.
Rob's gotta have faith.
Gotta have faith, baby.
See, when he did the faith, you could hear how the reductive audio editing is like not as good because it's a deeper voice. It goes into like the bass area and that part is stripped away, so it sounds more tinny.
I just feel like this is like I hear this in the original song. It just sounds like shit to begin with.
Yeah.
So when I was listening to this on Lamb Goat, I mean on Metal Injection. Do you remember when like something went wrong with our audio or something, and it sounded like we were just like broadcasting from I'm sorry. We were doing like the farts in the hallway. We were just like playing farts in like this like tin can hallway on the show. Mm-hmm. That's what it sounded like. And that's what this reminded me. That's not a sound effect, Sid.
That's for dirt.
It's actually on the toilet.
That's the sound that plays whenever they finish a song. Let's shoot out another one.
Look at all the reverb. I never noticed this reverb before.
Rob, when this song first came out, what was your favorite part about it?
I like the part that just passed, like baby.
So the vocals or like
the lyrics?
Did you know this was a cover?
Yeah, of course. What did you say?
It's a cover of George Michael or something.
Yeah. I like that it was like a heavy. I like when rock and metal bands create like a heavier version of a pop song.
But what about when Limp Bizkit? Pop albums.
This song got me into Limp Bizkit.
Megadeth covering Willie Nelson. You're onto something.
But I'm showing you that door. Rock bottom.
And this is where DJ Lethal comes in with his
the drop.
Get the fuck off.
Did he do this song? Never mind. I forgot that this was just taken from the song. I was thinking that he did this all in one take. But he probably did do it in one take.
It's not like they were like, no, we could get a better singing.
Yeah.
But keep trying. And also just screaming like that. Like, how many times can you even really do that before your voice is completely shot for the day?
Well, certainly not him.
Yeah.
No range.
Did we ever get, like, George Michael's opinion of this cover? That's got to be out there somewhere, right? Like, it was so bad that he died shortly thereafter.
No, he didn't die shortly after.
But still, he should still be alive. And I'm going to say this song contributed to his demise.
So he hung on a while despite the shame? Is that what you're saying, Ron?
But then they kept playing it. It was just eventually. Every time this song was played, it took, like, 5 years off his life.
It diminished some of his life force.
Yeah.
Wow, 5 years for each one.
I guess if that's true, that he would have died almost instantly because
this shit
played a lot.
This shit was on repeat for a
while.
Let's say
it took 5 hours off his life.
George Michael was going to live to 11:59.
Who knew fucking in the park, like, just exponentially extends your life, but then having Limp Bizkit cover one of your songs negates all of that.
Right. Well, fucking in the park clandestinely is what was sustaining him. But getting caught was like the picture of Dorian Gray.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yeah, he was in like a public restroom, and the paparazzi.
Was it even? I thought it was like in the bushes.
Look it up.
It was a restroom because he
restroom,
did a music video.
Yeah,
he did that song "Let's Go Outside," and in the song he walks into a bathroom and then the bathroom turns into a discotheque.
Oh, okay.
But it was a restroom in a park.
Yeah, it was a public restroom in a park. Yeah, but he said that the cop like goaded him into it. Well, not like, I mean,
by being really fucking hot.
Oh, yeah.
Was the person he was with a cop? I didn't know that part.
It was the same guy that fucked over Tim Lambesis.
I might be confusing his story and
Rob might be confusing
Rob
his
Halford.
Own experience.
No, because
oh, no.
Rob Halford had a similar experience where he got arrested cruising in a park, and he said it was a cop that, like,
cruising?
Going into
pick
the
up
bathroom.
Guys, right?
Yeah, picking up guys. It's called cruising.
No, that's Rob Halford is gay.
Oh, kitty.
He's a homosexual.
No, well, I know. I didn't understand. I thought like cruising, like driving his motorcycle through the park.
No. Cruising is a term for like going out, being a man and going out for some dick.
Oh.
In public spaces.
Yeah, you sound
that's
like Fred Durst
is.
In the heavy part of faith.
I gotta have to.
Drop. You can drop it.
Well, I guess it would be nice to have some penis to suck somebody. I know not everybody has got a penis like you. But I got to think twice before I go in the restroom.
Everyone, if you hear like a clip of this and just that part, no, we're making fun of Fred Durst, not George Michael being gay.
God rest
his soul.
We support that.
Just making fun of Fred Durst only.
So I looked it up. There's no quote from George Michael, but Wes Borland stated in an interview that George Michael hated the cover and, quote, hates us for doing it.
Oh, okay. Good.
Don't they have to get permission, though?
Like, from the label.
Weird Al get permission?
I don't think you need to get permission. You just have to pay royalties.
Is that right? Because I think you still the same thing
for a
basically.
Cover.
But Weird Al is different because capitalizing by covering a song is different from making a parody. Like, parody is protected by fair use law, so he doesn't have to. But like, he's such a nice guy that he just approaches each artist anyway of his own volition. But he doesn't have to. Like, he could make an album with parodies and not ask anybody. In fact, when he's been turned down, he just doesn't do the song. Like, he got turned down by Prince. He got turned down by Michael Jackson. He did Eat It and he did Fat. And then he wanted to do a parody of Black or White. And Michael Jackson said, I love you, but it's nothing against you, but that's a serious song about racism. And I don't want
I love you, Al, but you've gotten too old. So I don't love you like that anymore.
Not so much my type.
Yes. I just found out that you were 30. I was grooming you this whole time.
There's a lot of weird
accordion out the made me think you were a little boy.
It's that hair.
Oh, he didn't have it. He had the big afro then, right?
Yeah.
Weird Al.
Maybe no mustache. No, he did have the mustache.
Yeah. I don't know what it is then. He just has such boyish exuberance.
Yeah.
He let Weird Al use his set for Bat. That was filmed on the
set. Oh, really?
Yeah. He used his set that he used to film Bat, which was on his property, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
He's had
that
was
whole
Fat, right?
Yeah, Fat.
Good song.
Apparently, Michael
Jackson
would
even be able to make that today, you know?
Oh, because like fat shaming?
Yeah.
Was it? I don't know. I guess it's comedy to me, so I don't really see it.
I don't really think
fat
shaming. I think it might be perceived that way, and he would just.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with the song, to be clear. I just think that.
A lot of sensitive people out there.
I feel like if Weird Al himself was actually fat, it would be one thing, but him in a fat suit, I think, is what makes it, so I don't think it would fly today.
He's got a bunch of songs like that, like making fun of fat people. He's got Grapefruit Diet, remember that one?
Which one is that?
Zoot Suit, right? Grapefruit Diet! Diet!
Well, that one would just be canceled because he's covering the fucking Cherry Pop and Daddy.
Yeah. That's a good one, man. That's one of those that's way better than the original song.
Well, yeah. I believe that for sure.
Rob, play some Grapefruit Diet. Can you cue that up?
Coming right up.
Just a
will
minute
we get a copyright strike?
Oh, that's right. I probably will. Never mind.
Well,
we
just sing
it
for us,
our...
Darren.
Just talk over it.
Throw out the pizza and beer. Grapefruit Diet. Get the jelly donuts out of here.
That's not so bad. Those lyrics aren't so bad. I don't think that would be considered fat shaming.
No, there's parts of it that are like,
oh, really?
It gets insulting to me.
Darren doesn't want that to be turned into rap.
Let me look it up because I can't recall it off the top of my head. There's some parts about like my big fat butt or something. Mm. I don't know.
Well, gentlemen, while Darren looks that up, I want to talk about our artiste, one of the great writers of our time, a poet. I'm talking, of course, about Five Finger Death Punch frontman Ivan Moody. He's releasing
Most poets are moody.
He's releasing a book of illustrated poetry. So it's like a picture book with poems, basically. And I want to say that, like, you know, at first I was going to jokingly ask, are we going to get this book? And then I'm like, no, I think we need to get this book, you know, as show content.
For sure. Maybe you get a promo copy. Like a galley.
So the book is called Ivan Moody's Dirty Poetry. And
what's
out of all the
is it just limericks?
There's a few samples we'll get to in a second, but let's see what he says here. Out of all the projects I've undertaken, is that the word? It shouldn't be like undertook.
I've undertaken. I think that's correct.
I've undertaken. This is I'm
meant to say undertaker.
Yeah.
Of all the projects I've. Listen up, Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, that's who this book is dedicated to.
My last project, throwing Mick Foley off a cage.
Truly out of the ordinary, completely unorthodox, and without creative walls. Does that mean Five Finger Death Punch has creative walls? By far the oddest thing I've ever done, and that's saying something. I had
nothing
no idea.
He does is odd. It's the most mainstream, like, boilerplate bullshit.
I had no idea how this would turn out, but thankfully between Blake, that's the illustrator, and myself, I'm ecstatic with the first edition of Dirty Poetry.
Woof.
I'm intrigued and
it's
excited.
It's like some Pig Destroyer again?
No, different. This full dose of my thought-provoking / chaotic and emotionally stimulating. So it's thought-provoking / or chaotic and emotionally stimulating. Artistic vision with all of you. Welcome to my rabbit hole.
Oh, wait, that's an OnlyFans.
So here's the cover.
It's like Nikki Sixx's book. Like, same style.
Heroin Diaries?
Heroin Diaries, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who's the publisher of this?
That cover.
Z2. It's a comic publisher.
Oh.
It looks like the Ian Watkins story, directed by Tim Burton.
Oh, my God.
Basically, it looks like, Alice in Wonderland character offering some candy to a baby.
Or taking some candy away from a baby.
True.
True. We don't
know. Slenderman.
That's how easy it is to write a poetry book. It's like taking candy from a baby.
Well, here's one of the poems. Here's one of the pages of this controversial, thought-provoking, slash chaotic, but incredibly artistic book. Poetry reads, Lady Agony, Miss Catastrophe.
Mrs.
Oh, come on, Mrs. Girl. Catastrophe.
Well, we respect don't know. Maybe he spelled Ms. Wrong, too. He spelled Catastrophe wrong.
Also, Rob, you have to read it with, like, the pentambic beat or whatever the hell.
Do you want to read it now? Poetry is above me. Okay, let me read it in Five Finger Death Punch. Oh, Lady Agony, woo! Mrs. Catastrophe. Woo! Woo! Oh, Lady Vanity, woo! You're such a canvas. Woo! A Picasso in your mind. Woo! If it releases your majesty, woo! The Queen of Amnesty. No one here can judge. You sit so high, you above us. Never looking down, broken crown.
What? I think this is about the lady who took a cell phone call during that Disturbed set.
How dare she?
So, okay.
Here's one more.
Oh, no.
Crimson pain. Times like this, my heart's in hand pouring life. Unchapped sand, abolish life such. Peaceful gray, no. Sign of night, no burn. Of
is this
day.
Like an anti-abortion poem?
Like, I'm not even sure the line breaks are accurate,
right? How
can you
even read that? So for people who are listening to this, it's like in a handwriting type of font.
Yeah.
This
is like the meth head version of Comic Sans.
And I think it's free verse. I don't think this is like meant to be to rhyme or anything.
Yeah.
Like stream of consciousness shit.
No. I can't even read like.
This is like I feel like this is like a teenager's.
Yes,
100%. Well, he this never aged out of being a teenager. Look at his music.
Well, this is what's so great about being a rich and famous musician. You can come up with an idea like this, and because you're an influencer, you have a reach, and you have a base. Small publishing companies will be willing to do this crap.
Yeah. Can we talk about musicians on our Spotify playlist?
Oh.
More importantly.
Yeah.
Noah's very excited about her playlist pick this week.
So something we haven't mentioned in a few weeks is that every week we add songs to our Spotify playlist. We have a Spotify playlist. It's called the Metal Injection Livecast Music Break. No, there's the Metal Injection Livecast Music Break. You can search for it on Spotify. And every week we each pick a song to add to it, and it ends up being a very long list. We've been doing it for quite a while now. So let's go with this week's picks. My first pick, my pick this week is from a band called Nightlife. Not the most SEO name, but I'm very impressed with them because they are combining sort of hard rock, maybe you can call them djent kind of riffs with soul funk pop kind of sound.
Would it make them more SEO if you pronounce their name like my wife?
Nightlife.
Yeah, that's better.
No.
God damn it.
And so, but I really, really like it. It's very unique. The vocals sound like a pop song, but the music is kind of heavy. And, you know, I've talked on the show before about how we need more metal in the mainstream. We need to bring in new, younger fans. And I feel like this is the type of sound that could draw those kind of fans if it gets the reach that it deserves.
What do you want to do with these young fans, Rob?
I give them candy or take away their candy?
No, have them visit my website for the latest updates on bands that they like. That's what I want to do with those fans. I want to grow my audience, too.
Mm.
Who picked the Monty Python song?
That was me. Just watched the movie.
And felt Which like movie?
A Meaning of Life.
Mm. Mm.
And I felt like spreading a little Monty Python around the world.
Is that your favorite Monty Python?
No, I would say Life of Brian is my favorite. But it's pretty good. It's really good. I would say my least favorite is probably Holy Grail.
Wow.
The one that everybody loves. But I feel like they were just – I mean, it's funny. Don't get me wrong. It's very funny.
I do think it's overrated.
Yeah, it's more like a series of sketches more than a movie. The other two are more coherent movies.
I when I was a kid watching it, I was always just like, I get it, but I don't think it's that funny. I watched Holy Grail recently, and I totally get it. Like, it is very funny, and like putting it in the context of the time that it was released, it's very, very good. So,
but it's like not, it's like dry wit type of thing, whereas their other two movies are like roll on the floor funny.
Right. I was going to say that it's very, very dry, and I feel like I have more of an appreciation for that later in life than I would as a kid.
Check them all out. They're all great.
Yeah.
Sid, what did you pick?
I picked the song Rocker by Anti-Nowhere League, and this is in honor of the newest Met, Kumar Rocker.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd honor him by picking a song that has his last name in it. They drafted this guy 10th overall in the MLB draft, and he's going to be a superstar. Mm-hmm. Very excited.
That's it. Are the Mets going to win now?
Yeah, how are the Mets
going to win anyway?
They're in first place now.
Very nice. So how are the Yankees doing?
They're not in first place.
Distant third place.
Okay.
Their fans are very upset.
It's great. They're continuing their new plan to never play in the World Series, which started in 2010.
Yeah, I like it.
Noah, what did you pick?
Okay, so first, I want to give Spirit Box a shout-out. That was my pick from last week. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really good, I guess, like Rob said, like a gent band, but like could appeal to younger people, appeal to older people like me as well.
I thought that was your nickname when you go to Burning Man. Call you Spirit Box.
So it's the chick from I Wrestled a Bear Once and her husband, who was also in I Wrestled a Bear Once. Sorry, I don't remember their names, but...
Rob, do you remember?
Courtney really
is
like
her
them.
Name. I don't know the other guy.
But
Courtney LaPlante and Mike Stringer.
Right. So this week, though, you know, now I'm spending more time in my car because I'm driving everywhere. And I sometimes listen to Jam On, which is like the reggae channel at Sirius. And there was this one song that I was like, what is this? I couldn't stop singing it all week. It's by an artist called Ding Dong. The song is Inside. And I originally picked that song because it's about like staying inside during the pandemic or whatever. So I thought it would be a good song for Sid because he encourages like social distancing and all that stuff. And then I was like, you know what? Forget it. When I saw another song called The Gena Bounce. So I was like, I gotta pick this one. I just listened to that channel. I love the artists that are there, but like that one stuck out to me, and I had to like go back home and research Mr. Ding Dong.
It's too bad the real Gena didn't bounce back from his fatal disease.
I think it's like he pronounced it the Gena Bounce, but I call it the Gena Bounce.
The songs funny or is it just like standard?
They're catchy.
Reggae?
They're catchy, and they definitely make you want to dance and put you in a good mood. Like it's Wikipedia describes him as dance hall reggae.
Okay.
So what was this? What's the Sirius channel for this?
Oh wait, no, it's not Jam On. It's The Joint. Sorry.
Ah, The Joint.
Okay. I would have had Rob's attention right away if you said The Joint.
Yeah. I love exploring non-rock Sirius stations. My favorite
and the Bob Marley channel, really good.
Is The Groove. It's like 70s, 60s and 70s R&B and like jazz and like disco and so much fun, great like soulful music.
So is it like beast, like deep cuts, or is it the famous songs that you always hear?
No, a lot of it is deep cuts. There's no Casey and the Sunshine Band on it, you know. Like it's, but there will be like Earth, Wind and Fire, you know. Like, but good stuff. Like whoever the program director is, tip my cap to them because I always.
I want to give a shout out to Pat. She's the program director.
I know Pat.
Bob Marley Channel.
Didn't Pat share an office with Jose? Was that Pat?
She did.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, she was great. She was so cool.
Patty! Name, though. But it's fine. It's Pat.
It's Pat.
I miss her.
Oh, that's
yeah, Tan Dugas.
Yeah, he programs the deep groove.
Pat Dugas. I'm getting arrested, but
C-H-O-I-N-A. No, that was outside my Rob, were you smoking outside earlier?
Oh, no,
no, I was smoking inside.
That's probably
inside,
just a...
inside. inside.
Also,
inside. That's how the song goes.
Hope
can you play
I
a little bit of it?
The Guyana song?
Not the Guyana song, because I want to save that for my playlist for people to go check it out, but the inside song for Sid.
So it's Ding Dong?
Ding Dong, inside.
I liked them when they were in WCW as a tag team. That was
the Ding Dongs.
I guess they went on to music.
That was a tag team?
Yeah, the old corny, really corny days. They were like a jobber team. They used to lose all the time. They just had masks on with little bells, and they were called the Ding Dongs.
This
Rob,
Ding
play
Dong
some
is
Ding
way
Dong.
Cooler.
Play some Ding Dong footage when you get a chance.
Yeah, that too. I want the Ding Dong I can get. Oh my God.
Here's the Ding Dong. They brought little cowbells out to the ring.
Were they like anyone in the masks or
no?
No,
they were two jobbers. I don't remember who they were, but.
All right. Well, the ad plays. Look.
Am I sharing
my audio?
This is not the Ding Dong that I asked you to
you
share.
Can click skip ads, Rob.
The wrestling Ding Dong.
Oh, Eddie Gilbert, legend.
Did you hear the audio?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, this is the Ding Dong song now. I hear it.
Yeah, we're syncing it up.
Oh,
look, they're dancing.
Inside.
That's it. That's the whole song.
I like how this goes with the Ding Dong.
It really does.
I hope we don't get a strike.
Is this Jim Neidhart's outfit? It looks like.
It does look like that. I think it's the Gambler. No, it's not.
Okay.
I don't want to play hook, but that's good.
That was a Jim Herd creation. You know, when he's trying to be the WWF, you know, family friendly, you know, goofy type wrestling. He had a bunch of those. Copyright strike incoming.
Whatever. Worth it. Inside.
What's he talking about? Like inside what?
So this song came out a year ago, and it's basically him talking about like staying inside, watching Netflix, playing video games. Social distancing and just like encouraging people to stay inside.
That's nice.
Did he have any recommendations of what to watch on Netflix?
Oh, and he's also like cooking, like Jamaican food.
Oh.
So he's having fun inside.
Nice.
I thought it was going to be raunchy, you know, like inside some vaginas.
I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be too.
It's about Netflix perverts. And chill, but literally.
Inside. Here's my article featuring 10 new shows that you should watch in 2021. Inside.
See, it sticks.
So we have some voicemails before we go. And like I mentioned at the top of the show, hate mail at metalinjection.net. We love hearing from you. If you have some feedback, if you have an experience with James Sane, let us know. Hit us up. And this one's for someone we haven't heard from in a while, Israeli guy. Let's play it.
Hi, everyone. This is Israeli Guy. Noah, I really missed you these long weeks you were away. Everything they did when you were away is just talk about metal and music. So it's good that you're here and they're focused on what's really important.
How dare you?
I don't agree with that. That's not true.
And also, I was really disappointed to hear about J2. I missed that. I didn't have enough time in New York last time, so that's terrible news for me. I hope it's just a rebranding, and next time I'm there, I could go and visit. So, Darren, if you find out if it's the same recipe, I'd be more than happy to know.
I will be going
there.
Oh, sorry, I thought he was done. I will be going there tomorrow.
Oh,
if in fact J2 is still J2 with a name.
Can we get some video?
We'll see how I'm feeling. I'll have to do some video.
Go in there like an angry, like, independent reporter demanding to know what happened to J2.
Okay.
You're there for the scoop.
Yeah.
Sure.
Interrogate the poor guy behind the counter.
Will do. Poor guy just trying to make a buck.
Yeah.
And some pizzas and some ovens.
And see if they put green olives on pizza. That's what I really liked about J2.
Will do. So, by the way, no, I want to ask if it's like some kind of, any kind of Jewish holiday or anything before I plan this out. Are I going to be open?
Are there Jewish holidays in July?
I don't think so.
July?
Yeah.
What's the Jewish population like in Arizona? Is there a Jewish bakery?
So many Jews.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not so many Jews, but I've met a lot.
Like, yeah. Russians?
Yeah, I have one friend who's Russian.
Ugh, I'm done. I'm
from the
going.
Bronx. No, she's so funny. Her name is Yulia.
Yulia. How'd you meet Yulia from the Bronx?
She's just Yulia from the Bronx.
You weren't fooled by the rocks that she's got?
She's hysterical. I made friends in a parking lot, to make the long story short.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Someone what George knows. Michael was doing.
Oh, yeah, you're going cruising.
I was cruising in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And met Julia.
Did you stay inside with her when the pandemic came?
Were you just like looking for cars with New York plates and just harassing the people? Like, be my friend. I'm from New York too. Is that it?
I have a
pool. Okay. So, we were getting coffee on like the first morning that we got to Tucson, which is where I live. And we were about to go get the key from the landlord. So we're just getting coffee before. And we're leaving the parking lot. And we see these guys coming out of like a Jeep. And Avi, my fiance, jokes, oh, I bet those guys train Krav Maga, right? It was just like a joke. They just looked kind of Israeli. It was a joke between us. And they're walking, and then I look at the back of one guy's shirt, and I see a K, then I see an R, then I see an A. And I was like, Avi?
Yeah.
It says Krav Maga on the back of that guy's shirt. So we're like in the middle of the road, and we pull the window down, and we go, excuse me, you guys train Krav Maga? And all the three of them turn around to and one guy, his name is Jacob, who's our friend now, he goes, yeah, this is my coach. So anyway, it just felt like a very like Curb Your Enthusiasm moment, because we're in the middle of a road in a parking lot.
And it's all Jews.
It's early in the morning. We start talking, and Israelis, as Israeli guy can confirm, talk very loudly and like flamboyantly with their hands and everything, and we're like shouting at each other like, oh, this is our first day in Tucson, and Jacob's like, oh, I moved here in the last summer, and it's hard to make friends because of the pandemic, blah blah blah. And we're like, I start getting very emotional, so Jacob comes around and he opens, you know, like, and I'm talking to him through the door, and then the other guy's talking to Avi about like Krav Maga or like whatever, and people are driving by, like, looking at, like, what's going on? These people are shouting at each other. I'm, like, in tears. I'm, like, very emotional. And it just – so we became friends after that. He invited us over for pizza that night. And then that's where I met Julia and her husband, who was my weightlifting coach. And it was just very simple to make.
It's a very dense story.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's funny. We just always, like, look back and just laugh about that.
Has there been any like swinger parties with these people?
Too hot.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that's not a no. That's not a no.
What happens in Arizona stays in Arizona.
Inside.
How's the pizza in Arizona?
Oh my gosh. I went to the best pizza place. Like, I could hold it to New York pizza like standard. I would say even better in Phoenix.
Show's over.
Look up Pizza Bianco and go ahead. I will fight you on this.
I'm talking shit right now.
I'm talking shit. I will
You're
fight
selling
you
out
on
your
this.
People, Noah.
I'm confused.
Pizza Bianco in Phoenix.
Phoenix, New York?
Yeah.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, no, forget it.
One of the best pizzas I've ever had. Because they do like a fire oven or whatever.
Dish? That's the
Hell
only thing you
no.
can say that would be worse than what you're saying right now.
Hell
this is
no.
it, right?
Yes.
So what? So what were you doing in Phoenix? You just like.
I drove.
Far?
My dad came to visit, and we drove him to the airport, and we're like, "We're in Phoenix."
Oh,
heard
oh
about
they
the
ship
pizza.
On Gold Belly. I might have to order some to do a taste test.
I'm in. Let's
I
do
have
it on
a
the show.
I dare you.
Do it on the show.
He's dressed like Dave Mustaine in his fucking.
Oh, so it's a brick oven spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that looks terrible.
No, it doesn't.
That looks
why?
Good when it, the slice,
yeah.
the picture of the slice looks terrible.
Which, oh, this one?
Yeah, that looks weird.
Hell no.
Yellow well, peach. Oh, it's a dessert slice.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, I didn't have that. I had their pepperoni pizza.
Oh.
So here's
good.
Here's
what, bread.
What
do you?
Here,
it's cheese and truffle. Go ahead.
So no, they do like wood burning oven,
mm-hmm.
and they do thin, like a thin crust. And when you bite into the crust, it's not soggy. It was crunchy. I never
the
got
matzah,
a pizza.
Little matzah crust.
Like thin crust done to a perfection, served in front of you, inhaled into your face.
Like a live read.
Pizza beyond.
Enter promo code Noah.
No H in Noah, please.
Yeah.
4 pizzas for $125.
What?
On Gold Belly.
Oh.
But also they come frozen, so you don't have the wood burning oven.
Yeah.
But still, like, amazing, amazing pizza. So if anyone's ever in Phoenix visiting for some odd reason, I recommend you go there for, like, lunch.
When we come to your wedding, you can pick us up at the airport. And
I'm
take
not
going to
get married in Phoenix.
Pizza Bianca. But you're going to be in Arizona,
oh,
right? So we have to fly in. It's the only airport in Arizona, right?
Yeah, there is a Tucson airport, and, man, I wish they had flights to New York from there. It would be so convenient.
How far away is Phoenix?
It's almost, it's like an hour 45.
Oh, well, that's not as bad as I thought. It would be across the state or something.
Yeah, but the Tucson airport is so tiny. You just basically go in. They have, like, amazing restaurants there. Like, they have El Charro, and they have, like, a bunch of, like,
El
small
Chapo.
Restaurants. El Charro.
No.
Which is a really great place I'll take
Coochie
you to.
Coochie. Is it owned by Charro? The Charro?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Maybe,
I wonder.
Probably
a part
not.
Owner.
So they have, like, all these, like, small restaurants, like delicious food, bagels, everything, and then you just go right onto your flight. Very convenient.
Cool.
Rob, are you ordering?
Yeah, I'm ordering right now. That sounds great.
You're ordering from El Charro on Gold Belly?
He's doing his DoorDash.
We have one more voicemail I wanted to play before we get out.
Hey, what's up, Livecast? Good to hear Noah back on the show this last week. We've missed you, Noah. It's good to hear your voice. I wanted to talk about Dave Mustaine me on Cameo and just throw out there, like, how awesome would it be to have Dave Mustaine, hire him to do a Cameo to fire somebody from your band if you're in a band, or just fire somebody in general. I think somebody needs to get on that and post the results for the good of Livecast kind. Anyways, hope you guys are doing great. Keep up the good work. Love you all. Rock Destroyer.
Really sweet.
We should have Dave Mustaine fire Rob from Metal Injection as a cameo.
He'd do that one for free.
And we'll say, like, hey, we're Frank from Metal Injection.
Oh,
will you
no.
please fire Rob? Rob is, he's gone.
He's very upset right now. It's too real. You could do a post top 10 rockers firing Rob from Metal Injection. You just get everybody you've offended through the years to do it. It's like a greatest hits. Get a Frankie Palmieri.
That should be our 700th episode.
Yes.
For Rob's birthday show. Which is
well, I was going to say, if Rob ever leaves Metal Injection, like, that would be the way to get out on top.
He is
well,
the top. So.
What if he's just fired?
Completely
then?
Checked out. We could literally.
I hear you.
What are you doing over there?
I got a message. I got distracted by a text.
Is everything okay? Is it Mama Rob?
Yeah. Bob's okay?
We are.
Her down?
We are almost doing a full old school 2-hour show here.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here, folks. Let's do our top livecast fans of the week. Of course, if you want to be, I mentioned our Patreon, the $5 tier. You get the bonus episodes, the video versions of the show. It's Sid's little column, TV every week. And for the $10 tier, the $10 tier, you become our top livecast fan of the week. You get all those $5 perks, plus you get a shout out at the end of the show, which is right now. How should we do this?
Do it as if you're reading an Ivan Moody poem. Or do it as if you're the kind of person that would think Phoenix pizza is better than New York pizza. Whatever you think that kind of person would sound like.
I want to give shout outs to the top livecast fans of the week. We have Eric, Rob Agadoosh, a.k.a. Justin, Benjamin, El Duderino, Dan R, Mindy Mayer's Kippa, Croc Destroyer, Cattle Decaf, Sumerian, Iamarian, Isarian, Gender, Shasur Shasutans, Looker Station,
wait, I'm sorry. So who is Rob right now? I'm so sorry. I just got a text.
Did you get the same text Rob got? What's going on here?
His mom.
Amber Alert, what's going on? Severe flood watch.
Rob of Vampiro. Hugo likes tacos. Orlando Danks. LaCroix. Scooby-Doo 182. Douglas, who are you, Levison?
Got a little choked up there at the end.
That's it. The top live guest fans of the week.
We love them all.
We love you all. We love our top live guest fans. We love our regular live cast fans. Our live cast stars. Yeah.
Yeah, you're all live cast stars in our universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like our cruising live cast fans. Just be safe out there.
Yeah. Wrap it up.
All right, and we're going to wrap it up.
I mean, not the show, but also the show.
But also the show. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next Tuesday. Hope you can join us.
The recording has stopped.
Yay. That was a good one.
All right. That's that. Good stuff. Stuff to pick out.
Cameo.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to mention, Darren, last week, one of the clips you pulled, I think it was about Megadeth, the thing we were joking about was the babe of the day. And I think it'd be better if the jokes that we pull aren't inside joke. Like, you don't have to know the live cast lore, to someone who's never heard this, if I were to share it on Metal Injection, those people don't get the babe of the day joke. So if you could,
they're lost.
But if you could be considerate of the jokes we're making aren't too inside and just the jokes would work in the within the clip reference. Okay. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Megadeth one.
Wait,
the cameo.
I thought a good one was when we joked about the headlines. It was I think right before we started playing the clips.
Oh, the rockers react to the thing or whatever.
His mustache. Also a very visual thing. So, yeah, that would be good to share.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. We're talking about the mustache. The other thing that was really funny, a good riff, was when we were doing the Limp Bizkit Faith and then made it about cruising. Like, we started doing your own parody. That could be a clip.
Sure.
And then what's the third thing?
Something
Ivan Moody? Yeah. Or was there
I don't think there's anything that's funny.
What were some of the tangents?
We did so much Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, it was mostly Dave Mustaine. So maybe there's could be two from there, one about the mustache and then another one. Well, with the bassist, with the mystery bassist. Maybe. No?
Did we say anything? Or will you just do two clips? And then maybe Darren will have a video from, like, the new J2.
Yeah.
And that could be the other video.
Yeah, or some photos, like, if you don't want to do videos.
Maybe we could do, like, a before and after, like a picture of the J2 storefront and then the new picture.
Yeah. I have a picture in front of it from when I went.
Oh,
maybe we could do, like, a side-by-side or something. Mm-hmm. I have to find it.
Okay. Beautiful.
Makes me sad about J2.
Yeah, that really, it's like capitalism, man. All right. I'm going to get out of here. Bye.
Okay. Bye.